This is a special Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Parents have primary obligation to care for and protect their children, but in many states, there is no protection for teen girls who are being persuaded to have an abortion. Certain abortion rights advocates believe that all pregnant students should have access to abortion without their parents' knowledge. This harsh reality may be hard to accept, but it is well documented. Here are stories, examples of why you should contact your legislators. Parents of a girl in Alaska found out that their daughter was out of state only after asking her school why she did not return from school. They found she had been flown to Seattle for an abortion. A 14-year-old in Fredericksburg, Virginia, was given an abortion without parental consent, but the parents were left with the emotional and medical expenses afterwards. Seattle's Como TV described a pro-choice mother as shocked and furious at discovering her daughter had been taken by taxi from a local high school. To escape prosecution, a rapist took his preteen victim for an abortion with no parental consent. A 15-year-old fell victim to sex trafficking. Her pimp and her abortion clinic hid her pregnancy, extending her degrading ordeal. A 16-year-old wanted to protect her parents from disappointment. Her secret abortion became an unbearable pain, leading to drug dependency and over a year in treatment for opiate addiction. This is Life News Radio. 38 states have passed legislation to curb such abuse by schools and others. Washington State is trying to pass such a law. Indiana is strengthening their parental consent laws. Support efforts in your state to implement or strengthen protections. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This has been a special presentation of Life News Radio.